Hey, 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 this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You podcast. I was on a walk yesterday, and while I was walking, I heard a noise over my shoulder. I naturally looked over my shoulder to see what was there, looked down, and slithering away from me, under a cactus, was a diamondback rattlesnake. Now, you have to know that I hate snakes, so I screamed a little bit, and I jumped away from it. But at the same time, I turned to watch it, and it was not coming after me, which would have been my first thought. In fact, it was going in the other direction. So I pulled out my phone, and I took a picture, and then I continued to walk. Now, the rest of the way, I was thinking of all kinds of things. My mind was just going crazy. I could have been attacked. I should have seen him. And I have to know that almost everything seems to have a brown dirt color out here, but I could see the black diamonds on its back and the black and white rattles, but I missed that whole thing. Would I have been able to call 911? Would the poison have killed me? I just could not stop thinking of all the what ifs. And I was on high alert for the rest of my walk, and was startled a couple of times by a car driving by that before any of this had happened would not have fazed me. A bird flew out of a tree and even heard a lizard scurry past on the left side, which is where that snake was, rustling away from me. I thought about how in that moment I had been looking at my phone and that was how I missed the snake. And that had me start thinking about being alert and being present in life. Now, part of the True You is about being aware and intentional in life, in our thoughts about ourselves, the words we speak to ourselves, the conversations that we have with others. The True You, the best version of yourself, would spend time on things that matter to you. Now, what matters to you may be way different than what matters from other people. But I would journey to say that there are basic things that matter to all people on some level. Being good to yourself is an important thing and it matters. That might look like eating in a way that supports a healthy body, staying well hydrated, getting enough sleep, challenging yourself to be just a little bit better at something. These basic things are not always at their best level for many people, including me. But when I take the time to be present to these things, they alter and I feel better. I know that I need to get 6 to 7 hours of sleep at night, and I know that I can eat foods that are better for me. And really, there's really foods that I can eat that are fuel for my body. But sometimes I don't pay attention to that, or I don't even really care. I want to stay awake. I want those sour gummy snacks that I just love. I want to eat whatever I want at 11 o'clock at night. And there's really nothing wrong with any of that, but it doesn't support what I say I'm committed to. I'll fight going to bed like a second grade boy because I want to watch one more show, or I want to beat one more level on a game I'm playing, or scroll through more social media feeds. When I make myself go to sleep and get those 7 hours, I feel amazing. The next day, I'm like, why did I fight that sleep? But that same night, I'm going to go back into that internal fight, and it's because I'm not present to my true self and what is going on with me. And the commitments I made to myself are what's driving that. Now, some of you may not care about any of that, but you do have things that are important to you, but you're not taking the actions needed to support you and what you're up to. So I invite you to find something this week that is important to you and create a structure or take actions that will get you closer to that goal, whatever it is. The other thing that I want to talk about is being present to the true you in others. Gossip is not really something I spend a lot of time with. It is destructive, in my opinion, and it doesn't really forward anything. I've actually had people stop talking to me because we had nothing to discuss after I declared that I wasn't going to participate in some kind of gossip with them or listen to the gossip. I'd say, go tell the person you're talking about that stuff. I'm sure they'd be more thrilled to know. And I know for some people that's just such a downer, but it's just not something that I condone. And that's my personal choice. So I challenge you to find the good in others and talk about them when they're not in the room the same way you would talk about them if they were in the room. If it really empowers them, and it empowers you. So it's something that I highly encourage you to do. So where are there fears that are in your life that are stopping you from what you're doing? For me, obviously, snakes doesn't keep me from doing things that are important to me in business or in relationships. It could keep me from walking. So are there things that you can take on in your life that will forward what you're doing? Are there things that you can give up that are standing in the way of it? Where are you not being present to the things in your life? Where are you not being present to your goals? Maybe you don't have the goals. Maybe you need to create the goals. Where are you not setting different milestones for yourself to achieve things? One of the things you could say is, okay, I'm going to achieve this goal. And you can stand out in the future, pretend that you have that goal, and look back to the present and say, how did I get there? What did I have to have happen in order to get to this step? And then if I was at this step, what had to happen before for me to get to this step? How long did it take? Who were the people around me that supported me? What conversations did I have? What resources did I tap into? And then you've got a timeline for yourself of how to achieve those things. And then take that on. Now, in life, there are going to be things that are going to get in your way. Fears, doubts, insecurities. Imposter syndrome is something that has been brought up a couple of times. It doesn't matter. They're just conversations, ideas, but they aren't necessarily the truth. So I invite you to A, be present. B, set goals for yourself, and C, take on doing that backward mapping. What are your goals, and then what needs to happen in 4 months in order to have that happen? What needs to happen in 3 months in order for the 4 months to have achieved? What needs to happen in the second month for the third month to happen? What needs to happen in the first month for that to happen? And then what do you need to start doing tomorrow to achieve that goal in, what was that, 5 months that I put out there? So that's what I have to say to you from my little snake encounter. There are a lot of things that we do and go through life that work for us, and there are things that slow us down from what we are doing. So I invite you to stay present, be safe, and I'll talk to you next time on the True You Podcast.
The truth.